About a quarter of computer scientists in the U.S. are women. For the Pittsburgh Tech Report, 90.5 WESA's Kathleen Davis has more on a book by two Carnegie Mellon University professors that explores this divide.
The book Cracking the Digital Ceiling is filled with perspectives on computer science from women around the world. It reveals that affluent countries with higher levels of gender equality actually have the lowest female participation in computer science. Meanwhile, lower-income countries, which often have lower levels of gender equality, have the highest percentage of women in computing. In Myanmar, for example, 65% of computer scientists are women. Co-author Carol Fries says she has a hunch why this is.
If you're given a lot of choices, as a lot of students are in the US for what they can do, it's just more gender appropriate to choose something that you know others like yourself have done.
Co-author Jaria Quessenberry says if young girls don't see themselves represented in a field, there's a good chance they'll choose something else.
Our goal is that anybody who is interested in computing, whether or not they're aware of it, have the opportunities to pursue those interests.
The authors say a good way to make computer science more gender equitable would be to make it a core part of the K-12 curriculum. For the Pittsburgh Tech Report, I'm Kathleen Davis.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Covestro LLC. More information is available at covestro.us.